Little League, high school, college. College was not for Trout. Getting offered a full-ride scholarship is a huge milestone in someone's life, especially when you play a sport. But taking the extra step straight to what you were training for is huge. Mike was crazy in high school and made crazy plays. But as Mike got older, he got drafted in 2009 in the first round by the Los Angeles Angels by them using their compensation pick from the New York Yankees after the signing of All-Star first baseman Mark Teixeira. He started off playing for the Arizona Angels in the rookie level with a batting average of .360 with one home run and 25 RBIs. Trout finished that season playing for the Cedar Rapids Colonels and he had a batting average of .267 and a little bit over 20 appearances at the plate. Once the 2010 season started, Trout was the third best Angels prospect and was ranked number 85 in history by Baseball America. Trout went on a tear for the Cedar Rapids when he was hitting an average of .362 with 6 home runs, 39 RBIs, and 45 stolen bases within 82 games. Trout played so well that he was selected to play in the Future Stars All-Star Game. After that season, he was moved to play for the Cucamonga Quakes. Mike was named Topps Minor League Player of the Year and was the youngest player to ever win this award. Trout moved up into the rankings and moved to number 1 in the prospects by ESPN. Trout played a total of 331 minor league games and recorded 404 hits with 38 home runs. Mike didn't know if he was going to be able to play in the big leagues, but Mike finally got his moment he was waiting for, as he finally got his chance to play. On July 8, 2011, replacing the injured center fielder Peter Boros, Trout went 0-for-3 on the day, but that did not stop him. Even though the Angels called him back down to the AAA in 2012 after a slow start in the MLB, he was still able to play some games in the MLB, and this is when his journey began.